Welcome to Zikur Daf Sin Mani Mamar Avraham Goldar and Tehi Masechus Kedushin Daf Samach Beis, the third Perek HaOmer. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on, and when the next mission teaches several cases of Kedushin performed with a woman who's not currently eligible to marry the man, but the man stipulated should take effect after she becomes eligible. If one says, become married to me, lachashi es gayer, after I convert to Judaism, or lachashi tes geri, or after you convert, or after I'm freed from slavery, or after you're freed, or after your husband dies and you're single, or after your sister, my wife, dies, permitting you to me, or after your yavam performs chalitza for you, the Kedushin is ineffective in all these cases, even after the event takes place, because Kedushin was impossible at the time. The future eligible status is a davar shelo bal la'olam, a thing that has not yet come into the world. The same applies to being mekadesh his friend's future daughter. On Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rami argues and says that Kedushin is effective in all the above cases. Point number two, Mishnah teaches that one cannot separate truma on grain still attached to the ground. Rav Asi asks Rabbi Yochanan, if someone designates picked produce as truma on attached produce, or the reverse, ukashil talshu, to take effect when the produce is picked, and it was subsequently picked, is the truma effective? Rabbi Yochanan answers, kol shebi yado, anything that is in one's power to change, lavka mechusar maisa dami, is not viewed as missing the act required to change it. Because he can pick the produce at any time, he can declare truma to take effect after it is actually picked. Several challenges to Rabbi Yochanan's principle are addressed. Conversion is not considered in his power because it requires the supervision of three Jews, which he cannot control. Even if someone is mekadesh his own maidservant to take effect after he frees her, which is within his power, Kedushin is ineffective because mi'ikar behema, originally she's like an animal, hashad dasa cheres, whereas now, when she's freed, she becomes an independent mind. This fundamental change renders her a davar shelo bal la'olam, even when he can affect the change. Rabbi Yochanan can agree that if one is mekadesh his wife to take effect after divorcing her, it is ineffective because although he can divorce her, biyado l'kacha, is it in his power to marry her later? Her consent is required. And point number three, in a braisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov goes further and says, one may even designate truma before the grain reaches the stage of shlish, a third of its growth, to take effect after it reaches this stage and is picked. Clearly, he holds one may affect transactions on a davar shelo bal la'olam, since it's not in his power to separate truma currently. Rabbi says that Rabbi Elazar's ruling only pertains to shachas, growth at the fodder stage, which Rashi explains is the first stage that can be considered significant. But the earlier agam stage is too insignificant. Rav Yosef says his ruling even applies to agam. The Gemara quotes Rav Chanin that although one cannot marry someone's future daughter, abal ishto mu'uber is dvar kayamin, but if the wife is already pregnant, his words, meaning his gedushin, are effective. According to Rambam, this can only be kushuhuka or bara when her fetus is discernible, parallel to the shaka stage of grain. And according to Rabbi Yosef, even before the fetus is discernible, parallel to the agam stage, in another version they argue about what kind of shakas can be designated, and both would agree the fetus must be discernible to affect Kedushin. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah teaches several cases of Kedushin performed with a woman who's not currently eligible to marry the man, but he stipulated it should take effect after she becomes eligible. If one says, become married to me, lachashi es gayer, after I convert to Judaism, or lachashi tes geri, or after you convert, or after I'm freed from slavery, or after you're freed, or after your husband dies and you're single, or after your sister, my wife, dies, permitting you to me, or after your yavam performs chalitza for you, the Kedushin is ineffective in all these cases, even after the event takes place, because Kedushin was impossible at the time. The future eligible status is a davar shelo bal la'olam, a thing that has not yet come into the world. The same applies to being mekadesh his friend's future daughter. On Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rami argues and says that Kedushin is effective in all the above cases. Point number two, Mishnah teaches that one cannot separate truma on grain still attached to the ground. Rav Asi asks Rabbi Yochanan, if someone designates picked produce as truma on attached produce, or the reverse, ukashil talshu, to take effect when the produce is picked, and it was subsequently picked, is the truma effective? Rabbi Yochanan answers, kol shebi yado, anything that is in one's power to change, lavka mechusar maisa dami, is not viewed as missing the act required to change it. Because he can pick the produce at any time, he can declare truma to take effect after it is actually picked. Several challenges to Rabbi Yochanan's principle are addressed. Conversion is not considered in his power because it requires the supervision of three Jews, which he cannot control. even if someone is mekadesh his own maidservant to take effect after he frees her, which is within his power, kedushin is ineffective because mi'ikar behema, originally she's like an animal, hashad das acheres, whereas now, when she's freed, she becomes an independent mind. This fundamental change renders her a davar shelo ba'olam, even when he can affect the change. Rabbi Yochanan can agree that if one is mekadesh his wife to take effect after divorcing her, it is ineffective because although he can divorce her, b'yado l'kadesha, is it in his power to marry her later? Her consent is required. And point number three, in a braisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov goes further and says, one may even designate truma before the grain reaches the stage of shlish, a third of its growth, to take effect after it reaches this stage and is picked. Clearly, he holds one may affect transactions on a davar shelo ba'olam, since it's not in his power to separate truma currently. Rabbi says that Rabbi Elazar's ruling only pertains to shachas, growth at the fodder stage, which Rashi explains is the first stage that can be considered significant. But the earlier agam stage is too insignificant. Rav Yosef says his ruling even applies to agam. The Gemara quotes Rav Chanin that although one cannot marry someone's future daughter, abal ishto mu'uber is dvar v'kayamin, but if the wife is already pregnant, his words, meaning his kedushin, are effective. According to Rama, this can only be kushuhuka or bara when her fetus is discernible, parallel to the shaka stage of grain. And according to Rav Yosef, even before the fetus is discernible, parallel to the agam stage. In another version, they argue about what kind of shakas can be designated, and both would agree the fetus must be discernible to affect kedushin. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach Beis, and our standard siman is a submarine. A submarine, so here goes. When the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be Mekadosh woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high, declared it truma, ukashi atalshu, after he verified it had reached the stage of shakas. Once again, slow motion. When the diamond-studded submarine, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. When the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be Mekadosh woman saying, marry me after I convert, which reminds us, the next mission teaches several cases of a Kedushin performed with a woman who is not currently eligible to marry the man, but he stipulated it should take effect after she becomes eligible. For example, if someone said, become married to me after I convert. The Kedushin is ineffective in all these cases, even after the event takes place, because Kedushin was impossible at the time, and the future eligible status is a davar shelo ba'olam, a thing that has not yet come into the world. On Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir argues and says the Kedushin is effective in all these cases. So when the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be a Mekadosh woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high declared a truma, ukashi atalshu, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that one cannot separate truma on grain still attached to the ground. Rav Asi asks Rabbi Yochanan if someone designates picked produce as truma on attached produce, or the reverse, ukashi atalshu, to take effect when the produce is picked, and it was subsequently picked, is the truma effective? Rabbi Yochanan answers, kol shebiyado, anything that is in one's power to change, lav kemechus maisadama, it's not viewed as missing an act required to change it, because he can pick the produce at any time, he can declare truma to take effect after it's actually picked. So when the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be a Kaddish woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high declared a truma ukashi atalshu, after he verified it had reached the stage of shakas, which reminds us. In a braisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov goes further and says that one may even designate truma before the grain reaches the stage of shlish, a third of its growth, to take effect after it reaches the stage and is picked. Clearly, he holds one may affect transactions on a davar shelo ba'olam, since it's not in his power to separate truma currently. Rabbi says that Rabbi Elazar's ruling only pertains to shakas, growth at the fodder stage, which Rashi explains is the first stage that can be considered significant, but the earlier agam stage is too insignificant. So once again, when the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be Mekadosh woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high declared his truma ukashi atalshu, after he verified it had reached the stage of shakas. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the Siman Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, and that must mean we're in Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis taught that although Kedushin made with items prohibited in benefit is invalid, If the man sold them and married with their payment, the woman is married because their payments do not attain their forbidden status. Only avodah zarah and shemitah produce confer the prohibited status onto their payments. And since they are shnei ksuvim habayin ke'echad, two psukim that come as one to teach the same principle, we do not derive laws from such sources. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zubra's chasna from using the monies he received from selling his avodah zarah and shemitah produce for kedushin, and suggested instead he marries the woman with truma, even though he was a Yisrael, which reminds us, the next mission states that if one marries with truma, maaser, or matanos, gifts which are parts of a chuan animal given to a kohen, she is married even if he's a Yisrael. Ula says, tovus hana'a inu mamun, the pleasure of benefit is not an equity, meaning one's ability to choose whom to give truma and to receive payment to do so is not considered monetary ownership of the truma insofar as using it for kedushin. He's challenged from our mission and provides an answer. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol on shemitah produce for kedushin, and suggested instead he marries the woman with truma, even though he was a Yisrael, was shocked when he discovered that this man was actually the shaliach who was originally sent to be mekadesher on behalf of another man. Which reminds us, the third paragraph begins that if one told the shaliach to marry a certain woman for him, b'halach v'kichul atzmo, and the shaliach went and married her to himself, mukadeshes l'sheni, she's married to the second person. Daf Nun Tes, so the simon Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight, that must be more in Daf Nun Tes. The knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire, which reminds us, the Gemara writes that Rav Gittel was once negotiating to purchase land, but Rabbi Abba bought it first. Rav Gittel's complaint about this was told to Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha. When Rabbi Abba came on Yantiv, Rabbi Yitzhak asked him, ani mahapech becharara, if a poor person is engaged in trying to acquire a cake, and another person came and took it first, what's the halacha? Rabbi Abba responded, Nikra Rashi. He can be called a Rashi for seizing his fellow's opportunity. Rabbi Yitzhak then confronted him for doing the same. The Gemara relates how the situation was resolved between Rav Gittel and Rabbi Abba. So the knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past a couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, which reminds us, if one gave kedushin to take effect after 30 days and the woman retracted in the earned term, Rabbi Yochanan says, Choser, she may retract, ase dibor umavatel dibor, because words of retraction can come and negate other mere words, and her agreement to kedushin to take effect later is merely words. Reish Lakish said she could not retract. So the knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past a couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, intended to give the cake to a woman up in a castle who was married and not married forever, because she married someone else after she became mukadeshes to a man who said, from now and after 30 days. Which reminds us, the Gemara records Malchok's bin Rab and Shmuel, which Rabbi Yosef clarified was referring to the final case of the Mishnah. One who marries Me'akshav l'achar shosh miyom, from now and after 30 days, and someone else marries her in the interim, mukadeshes ve'en mukadeshes, she's married and not yet married to both, and requires a get from both to remarry. Rav said, Mukadeshes ve'en mukadeshes l'olam, she remains married and not married forever, meaning this state of uncertainty remains forever. Shmuel says that after 30 days ends, Pake Kedusha Sheni v'Gamri Kedusha Rishon, the second one's Kedushin is voided, and the first one's Kedushin is completed. The Malchukah stems from the question whether the meaning of Me'akshav l'achar shloshim yom is a Tanai, is it a stipulation, or a Chazara, a retraction. Dav Samach, so the Simur Dav Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers? That must be more on Dav Samach. The person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who are mekadesh the same woman in different intervals, which reminds us. Abai says that although Rav wasn't sure if Ma'akshav l'achar shloshim yom is a stipulation, effective immediately, or a retraction, effective after 30 days, he would agree that if one person says from now and after 30 days, then a second says from now and after 20 days, and a third says from now and after 10 days, that she's only possibly married to the first or third, but definitely not to the second, since the marriages take effect either at the beginning or end of the respective time periods. Rabbi Yochanan held otherwise and said, even 100 men could take hold of her with condition of this formula, and she would require a get from all of them. So the person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who were mekadesh the same woman in different intervals also gave one to the man who was mekadesh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave, which reminds us, the next mission says that if one says, be married to me on condition I give you 200 zuz, she's married and he shall give it to her. Amoraim disagree when it takes effect. Rav Huna says, but who yiten, and he gives it, meaning she's married immediately provided he eventually pays. Rav Yehuda says, because she yiten, she's married when he gives it, but not before. If some would marry her before the money is given, the second condition would take effect, according to Rav Yehuda. So the person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who are Makadosh the same woman in different intervals. Also gave one to the man who was Makadosh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave it. And to the man who was Makadosh on condition he had base core of land because it was confirmed he owned that amount of land. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if someone says, be married to me, Amanashi Eshi base core afar, on condition I have a base core of land, she's married provided he has that amount of land. The Gemara wonders that even if he cannot establish that he owns such land, should we consider the possibility that he might and require a get? Daf Samachov. So the Simmer Daf Samachov is a song we use a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician performing his saw a person in half trick. Magician performing a saw a person in half trick? That must be one Daf Samachov. Saw. The magician performing a saw a person in half trick on top of a tent of a rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, which reminds us, it was taught in the Mishnah, that if someone is Makdish's field when Yovel is in effect, the field is redeemed for 50 silver shekelim for each Zeret Chomer Seorim, each area on which a Chomer of barley may be planted. Now, if there are clefts 10 tefachim deep or rocks 10 tefachim high, they're not measured with the field to count toward a Zeret Chomer Seorim, rather they're independently Hekdish and redeemed at value. If they're smaller, they're counted. So the magician performing his saw a person in half trick on top of a 10 tefach rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, who pronounced a Tanai Kaful incantation to his volunteer from the audience and said, if you don't make a sound, you get a big prize, but if you scream, you get a small prize. Which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rimer says, Kol Tanai Sheneu Katanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven Enu Tanai. Any Tanai, which is not doubled like the Tanai of the children of God and the children of Reuven, is not a valid Tanai and not binding. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel disagrees and says the negative sign of the Tanai was needed to be stated. So the magician performing his saw a person in half trick on top of a tent of a rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, who pronounced a Tanai Kaful incantation to his volunteer from the audience and said, if you don't make a sound, you get a big prize, but if you scream, you get a small prize, was told by his agent, if you better your act, you will be rewarded, but if not, your notice of unemployment is hanging on the door, which reminds us the Gemara presents numerous challenges to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's position that a Tanai is valid without expressing the negative side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Kain, Im Teitiv Se'eis, if you better yourself, you'll be rewarded. So why did he add Im Oseitiv L'Pesach Chatas Roveitz, but if you do not better yourself, sin rests at the door? According to Rabbi Chanina, the negative side is understood. The Gemara answers that without the negative side expressed, one would think that if you do not better yourself, there'll be no reward nor punishment. So the Pasuk teaches there will also be punishment. Alright, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Daf in Machlokes of a Tanai needs to be a Tanai Kaful? That's on Daf Samachov. Good number 2. Which Daf in the Kedushim where one says become married to me after I convert is not effective since it's a Davar Shalo Bala Olam? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good number 3. Which Daf in when if someone says be married to me on condition I have a base core of land, she's married provided that the man has that amount of land? That's on Daf Samach. Good number 4. Which Daf you have a case where someone designates produce which is attached to become truma when it's detached? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good number 5. Which Daf do we discuss what the din is if a shliach marries a woman that he was sent to be mekadosh on behalf of another? That's on Daf Nunches. Good number 6. Which Daf do we have the analogy of ani mahapech b'charara? That's on Daf Nun test. Good number 7. Which of the when Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the minimum stage for taking truma is when it reaches the stage of shachas? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good number 8. Which of the when Rabbi Yochanan holds that even 100 men could have kedushin take effect with the same woman if they were mekadosher at different intervals? That's on Daf Samach. Good number 9. Which Daf do you discuss what is done when one buys an animal outside of Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni money? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 10. Which Daf do you discuss redeeming a field during Yovel times with clefts and rocks in it? That's on Daf Samachov. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.